Good evening.
Log Talk Radio.
And good evening. Welcome to another edition of the New Africa Business Association Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Bilal Masadiq Bynum, and this is the New Africa Business Association of the Washington metropolitan area. Tonight, we welcome all business owners and business associates, business organizations, our business conversations. Tonight, we have open mic, so we're going to be dealing with anyone who wish to come on and identify their business and talk about some of the business activities that may be going on in your community or you would like to see going on in your community. We're going to take a quick station break for one of our sponsors, and we'll be right back with tonight's show. Thank you.
Natural Skincare by Karima with Shea Butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all-natural moisturizing creams for the face and body without preservatives. Also, check out our hair products. Order online and get them delivered to your home. Check out our new online shop at www.etsy.com. Search for Natural Skincare by KHB. For more information, visit us online at www.naturalskincarebykarima.com or email us at naturalskincarebykarima@gmail.com. Give us a call at 301-534-4475 or fax us at 240-318-3537. Try out our newest product, our Peppermint Foot Rub, for a luxurious feeling your feet won't forget. Bynum & Associates Financial Planning and Insurance. Immediate annuities. Retirees, roll over your 401ks, TSPs, and pension plans into an immediate annuity. It will pay you a monthly income for life guaranteed. Please contact me for a free income quote today. At Bynum & Associates, we'll professionally mind your business. Visit us online at www.bynumandassociatesinsurance.com or give us a call at 202-288-5660 or 301-234-9090.
And good evening. Good evening. Welcome back to the New Africa Business Association. Again, I am your host, Bilal Masadiq Bynum, along with my co-host,
Abdul Aziz Shaheed.
Brother Aziz, how are you this evening?
Great, brother. I've been alarmed and distressed since that message that was sent out about all the money that the retirees are losing, you know, from this money that the president is asking for. I appreciate you putting out that information, brother.
Oh, yes, Babal. And sometimes this evening, I guess within my general conversation, I'm going to speak a little about the marketing and what one should do to protect themselves at this time, because you're right, this virus could be a pandemic and it could wipe out everybody, the entire world's economics. So, We definitely need to find a way to secure our retirements and our funds. So, before we get started, Aziz, let's welcome all of our guests. And we got quite a few, but we're going to see Brother Mookman. Are you with us this evening? Okay. Brother Abdul Mookman, are you with us this evening? All right. Anyone from the American Muslim Business Counselor? Do we have anyone from David Assange or David himself? We have anyone from his organization? Are you with us? Okay, we're going to continue to go. I see we got a load up here. What about our Black Wall Street? We have any members from the Black Wall Street from out in Oklahoma? Are you with us?
Sister Raheem from...
Okay, go right ahead, sister. Okay. Identify yourself, please.
I'm sorry, sister. Oklahoma.
Oh, okay. Something like sister. We're glad to have you. Okay, and so again, I'm going to.
And this is Art of Stone from Texas.
Oh, wonderful! Say that again. Introduce yourself. Sister, because I think Texas, you might be one of the first times we've had Texas on. Introduce yourself. We're glad to have you.
Yes, I'm Arthur Stone from Texas, and I'm the national director of Black Wall Street Women's Council.
Beautiful.
Could you tell me that, say that title again, the national director of the Women's Black Wall Street?
Yes, Women's Council.
Women's Council.
Yes, sir.
All righty. Is there a contact number we can get with you, sir?
Why don't we do one better, Brother Aziz? We're going to start off with the sister. Sister, why don't you start off, introduce yourself, tell us all about everything you guys are doing. We're very interested. We're going to start out with you.
Okay. And again, my name is Eartha Stone. I am the regional director of the Black Wall Street, the National Women's Council. And we're located here in Texas. And I'm working on a program to help inmates in the recovery center, the IRR Recovery Center. And we're in the process of building homes, container homes in this area to house inmates that are being released and their families as well.
That's beautiful.
Yeah,
Working on outreach program. We're working on the holistic health initiative, and we're doing a Alzheimer's center and a nursing facility.
Wonderful.
We had the pleasure of coming to Oklahoma last week. It's my very first time coming to the pilgrimage there. Had an opportunity to visit Greenwood, and it was quite interesting. And my hope and prayers are that we don't allow this to die down and be swept up under the rug. In other words, that we would keep the history of Black Wall Street alive there. It was touching, very touching, to visit the city, and I was really concerned about quite a few people that stated that they did not know anything about the pilgrimage. We flew in, and it took us about an hour and a half, almost 2 hours, to get there. We were very excited to be in the city of Oklahoma and Tulsa. Have a beautiful city there. We had an opportunity to visit some of the shops that were still owned and controlled by African Americans. We had an opportunity to sit down and do a meet and greet and, you know, break bread at Wonder G's Next Generation. The food was delicious. It really was delicious. So we're working on, here in Texas, bringing the groups together all across the globe to do a meet and greet, to hear each one's heart, to find out where we are in this, because it seemed to me as if the history of what has happened there with the race riots is being swept under
race massacre
somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And we need
race
to do
massacre.
All that we absolutely, yes. We need to do all that we can possibly do to get this in history books, to get it in movie theaters, that the voices be heard. I went online just yesterday, and I read about just here last month in January, where they found bones with a tennis shoe, which was fragments of a leg, out in a field somewhere. And they put it on the news, Channel 23, if no mistake. But a lot of the people there in Oklahoma, and talking to some of the people in stores and in restaurants, even in the hotel rooms, they stated that they didn't know anything about the pilgrimage.
That's sad, real sad.
Sister, I want you to, we want to stay with you for a while because, like you said, here, even here in Washington, D.C., we know the history, but we've always wanted to know, we know bits and pieces, even here. But I think we have one of the members of Black Wall Street from Oklahoma. Ms. Williams, are you with us? Sister Williams, are you with us from Oklahoma, Black Wall Street?
I'm here from South Oklahoma, Black Wall Street, Billy Parker.
Miss Parker, Miss Parker, brother, you remember her?
Okay, okay. Great greetings, Miss Parker. You was with us last week, and I'm so.
Miss Parker, you were growing some vegetables. She was growing some vegetables also around there. One of the projects they were.
I was wondering if you and the sister from Texas, because like you said, Black Wall Street, we really, really need to put this together. The entire country needs to come together, and that would be a wonderful start as far as businesses and business associations getting started. But also, Black Wall Street, there's is an old history of that, and we know about the serious amount of monies that was being made. But I was wondering if you two could share conversations and see how Oklahoma, and now we have Texas, and of course any other Black Wall Streets that we can identify, we would love to hear all of them come on, because we would love to put that entire organization together, and hopefully we could have a national appearance coming to whatever location. For instance, you just said you had a pyramid in Oklahoma City coming from Texas. We just didn't know anything about it. But that type of information, you guys need to organize it, get together with all of the associates with Black Wall Street, regardless as to where they are. Inform us so we can, and here at the New Africa Business Association, as you know, we are a national organization. And so we can contact areas all over the country, thanks to our leader, Imam W.D. Muhammad, and his father, the Honorable Eliza Muhammad. And now, yes, we are a national organization where we are networking and communicating with each other constantly. Again, I would like for the Oklahoma, the Black Wall Street, and anyone who is associated with Black Wall Street, maybe you guys I don't know how well you know each other, but why don't you guys start this conversation, and we will just sort of pitch in as you guys go along, because we do want to know the information on both of you.
Yes, we're putting some things together. We're also hoping to add the Alabama delegation, but he wasn't able, Reverend Carter, Dr. Carter, wasn't able to join us this evening, but he should be with us in the future to share with us also what they're also trying to do. What I was suggesting is that we all get together, as Brother Bilal was just saying, that we all get together and identify ourselves from whichever state that we're from, like delegates from Maryland or Virginia or wherever you're from. Have those delegates and then we all get together and come up with an agenda that we can present to make this a very memorable occasion. They also have here in, there in Tulsa, and maybe Billy knows more about it. Billy, do you know anything about the 100 days of events leading up to the 2021 date? Do you know anything
about it? I've heard vaguely about it.
Okay. Well, I spoke with, what's her name, Michelle, at the Greenwood Cultural Center. And she was sharing some of the things that they're going to be having to, going on.
Okay.
And perhaps we can have Mr. Armstrong, I think his name is Philip Armstrong, to have him join us to fill us in on what's going on in Tulsa, where they are, their vision, and where they're going with it.
Right. He's over that. He's over the whole 2021 thing right now.
Okay.
He used to be Kevin Matthews, but he's over it now.
Okay. Well, we'll surely try to get him. And also, Mrs. Stone, you were the prison initiative Friday, between 5:30 and 8:30 at the Tulsa Community Meeting for death row inmate Julius Jones. They're working on trying to have him released because they have him down to be executed. So we need to move forward.
Wow.
We need to move forward to this situation as expeditiously as we possibly can. And also back to the Black Wall Street, Mike Bloomberg. He has put together an initiative for the Black Wall Street Project. So it's several things that are going on. He wants to propose one of the things that he wants to do is to increase home ownership for African Americans. And he was wanting to, let's see here, he wants to increase home ownership, entrepreneurship, as well as helping people to learn the history. So we're all trying to work together here, and with Mr. Bloomberg coming on board, perhaps we can accomplish some things. I don't know, but we're certainly going to try.
And maybe next time we can get Kevin Matthews.
Okay. I'm sorry. You said something, Ursa?
Yes, ma'am. I know that it's campaign time. And how much of the finances is Mr. Bloomberg bringing to the table? Because when it's election time, these guys, no disrespect now, they have all kinds of tricks of the trade, okay? But we need folk, we need banks that will support our Black entrepreneurs, that will take a chance on those that are credible, accountable, have businesses, because prayer moves heaven, but money moves the earth.
There you go.
We have entrepreneurs here that are struggling financially, because when I spoke with some of the women that's a part of our movement, you know, that's on the Women's Council, they would have loved to have come out to Tulsa, whether it be by train, plane, or bus. But due to the struggle in their businesses, they couldn't afford to come.
Yes.
If that makes sense. And I respect all of those, you know, the campaign runners. But And that's a good incentive. And yes, they're doing these things because they won't vote. But after they get in office, they forget all about them.
But and that's been demonstrated.
And I won't take that back. And I own my own business. Okay, matter of speaking, we have three.
Okay.
And I'm speaking from a place called there because sometimes we in the business we're struggling. I have a little sister that's down. I'm sorry. I have a young lady that's down in Pearland. She has a drug trafficking house. She has a house where the women are being, when they're released from jail or TDC, she takes them in. They come to her. They have no income. And she's struggling and partnering with lawyers and getting loans here and there to open the doors for these women and those that may be eligible for disability assistance. Once their disability kicks in, they get their checks and they move on. But she's stuck with a light bill, water bill, gas bill.
Yes.
And she's taking them in. Does that make sense?
I hear what you're saying.
Absolutely.
Yes, I hear what you're saying.
So we should, there was a time in reading some of the history of Tulsa when there were banks that were owned by black people.
It's true.
And I'm not playing no race card. It is what it is. And some of the businesses, if they borrow money from an independent white owner, they finance an ACH loan, and it could be $100,000, but they'll nitpick and they may give you $30,000, and especially if you have a project that you're working on, they're not going to give you the whole $100,000. They want to piece it together and give you so much at a time. We're not crackheads.
Yes.
We're business owners. And that's a good place to say amen, somebody.
Yes.
We're business owners. We're credible.
Yes.
We're adults here.
That's right.
We need our own banks. We need our own banks. There were times when our ancestors pulled together, and our older people, we didn't stick them in nursing homes. We took care of them.
That's right.
We
just didn't send them to a hospital and leave them on their own. Family members went and sat by their side. But the way the economy is structured today, you got to be on their job from 9 to 5, 8 to 5, 10 to 2, and they act like you know, they doing you a favor.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand.
Okay, can somebody stand up and let us pull together? And I'm praying as the regional director and my voice will be heard that we can put some things into place, have a young man that's flying out here on Saturday. We're going to sit down and look at someone that will take a chance on us in our businesses, getting some banks to come on board and be committed, have the people to stand firm on their word that they're going to build their business, they're going to outsource, they're going to outreach, we're going to mentor our people, and we're going to show respect to one another, not undermine one another, not try to beat anybody out of anything, but we will be held accountable for our actions. And we can build the kingdom of God together in a oneness.
Right.
Yes, indeed. Well, sister, I'm hearing, and what I'm hearing is all of us, all of our confessions, really. But let me just say this. Most of you know that I am a financial planner, a certified financial planner, and saying that to say, dealing with monies and finance and all, but that's what. That's my studies. Every 2 or 3 years, we have to do so many CE credits, showing that we're on top of insurance, showing that we're on top of the securities, which is stocks and bonds, showing that we're on top of banking, anything that has to do with finance. We have to always prove that we have the knowledge of how this finance allocations, and I mean to say that word because we do need allocations. But saying that to say, I've always said, I was thinking just the other day, as a matter of fact, I was watching the but the guys that are running for office. I was watching their speech last night. And all of them, when they got to the point where they started talking about redlining, they took about 2 minutes with that subject of redlining. And, of course, we all know redlining is where African Americans was not permitted to use their equities in their homes, wasn't allowed to use equity. Matter of fact, there was nothing existing where an African American could go to a bank and start any kind of business. That's the last thing the bank wanted to hear from an African-American is they're coming to start a business. But they didn't mind you coming in and said, I wanted to buy a house, I want to buy a car, I want to buy something that they can make a whole lot of money off of. So listen to what those proposed ones that are running for president. And I heard Bloomberg, I heard him speak. But you know, this is the real situation, and this is why our communities and everything you were saying, sisters, going to the banks and being rejected, and this has been going on for a long time. I remember when I first got dealing with the business association way back in early 1995 is when I started working with Imam W.D. Muhammad. And at that time, we was the MBA, the American Muslims Business Association. And then in 2005, he changed our names to the New Africa Business Association. And today, you'll find New Africa Business Associations throughout the United States, the Caribbeans, and even in Africa. So, like I said, we are national organizations. And just to, before I go too far, because I do want to come back to this banking situation, but at this point, saying that we are a national organization, most of you may not know that New Africa Business Associations, like I said, I represent Brother Aziz and myself and many and all of our members. We represent the Washington metropolitan area, or what they call a DMV, the Washington metropolitan area. And the Washington metropolitan area is who we represent, but there are many, many New Africa Business Associations. They're in Jersey, all over the country. You're going to find New Africa Business Associations. When I first came on, I started asking for, and I'm going to go back to it because I know we still have some of our business folks out there that I haven't gotten to yet, but we wanted to give a lot of attention, and we're going to continue to give attention to Black Wall Street. But getting back to let me make this announcement, then I'm going to go back to this banking situation. I think we're going to be here for most of the afternoon because it's very important. But this is what can happen, and I'm hoping this can happen this year, but every year the New Africa Business Association, like I said, we're local associations. Every state has its own association. Every city has its own association. But once a year, all of us come together to tell our collective stories. What's going on in Jersey? What's going on in D.C. as far as business? What's going on in Chicago? What's going on in Alabama? What's going on in Mississippi, North Carolina, Virginia? All over the country, we come together once a year, and we make our reports as a local, and we make our reports to a national association. So we all come together to this national association, and this year is no exception. The National Muslims Business Conference, that's our a national association, the National Muslims Business Conference, they're going to be having their annual a network marketing and business identification conference, which we have every year, and that's going to be April the 3rd to April the 5th. And when you come to these organizations, this is where you are explaining the activities of what's going on in your communities or the problems that you're having going on to your in your communities, whether it's business or politics, because that's what we try to cover with the New Africa Business Blog Radio. Now, so again, let me just give you some information for those of you who would like to come together. I know it's a late announcement, but the National Muslims Business Conference is going to be held April the 3rd to April the 5th, and that's going to be in what North Carolina is that, Brother Aziz?
Durham, North Carolina.
It's going to be in Durham, North Carolina, and that's going to be from April the 3rd to April the 5th. And Brother Aziz, you have all the registration information, the numbers that everybody needs to have in order to register to get to this conference? If so, go ahead and share it with them.
No, I don't have it with me, Brother Bilal. Where I'm at now.
I have it right here. The conference is going to be, and the theme of the conference this year, of course, is Do for Self. And that's going to be held April the 3rd to April the 5th, and that's going to be in Greensboro, North Carolina. Your information to a contact is you can call 888-776-9908 or 704-201-1353. I repeat those numbers for any of you who would like to register and be at this national conference and see black organizations from all over the country and how we're trying to come.
Can you repeat that, if you would, please?
By will
the phone number.
And that telephone number again is 888-776-9908 or 704-201-1353. Now let me say this: those of you, sister, those of you who are when you go to, you can register to come to the conference, and of course to learn and get to network with businesses from all over the country. Come there and tell your story. But you can also bring your goods. Vending. Many businesses come there every year just to vend because of the large crowds and the activities. Most of them bring their products there. They usually walk away sold out. So vending, you can use the same number. If any of you would like to sign up for vending or sign up for the conference, they have special rates going on at this time. These special rates have not expired yet. So if you register now, for $79, you can register for the association. Any other information as far as vending and anything of that nature, I would ask you to call the 888-776-9908 for further information, and that's going to be April the 3rd to April the 5th. Sister, getting back to, and this is what we're going to have to, this is why the blog, New Africa Blog Radio, especially here in Washington, D.C., this is why I intentionally wanted to reach out to my national. I wanted to intentionally reach out to a national audience. Rather, Washington, D.C. is a big market, But again, I want to participate in all of these markets. To say that, to say, when you we're talking about tonight, New Africa Business Association here in Washington D.C. wants to come and especially now that we Black Wall Street. This Black Wall Street, I don't want to get away from it. As a matter of fact, to help to produce all of the Black Wall Street organizations, and once we all can come together, speaking like we are right now on the radio, and after we speak, and we can do a lot of organizing ourselves right on this radio, but the whole thing would be to put together a committee from all of our different states, Texas, Oklahoma, Washington, D.C., everyone who's on this radio tonight, and everyone that we have contact with all over the United States, I want to have to come as where we can talk of issues of the power of our Black dollar. Brothers and sisters, as we always update you in our latest information,
Brother, can I interrupt you for 1 second, please? There's a lot of noise in the background, and we can't hear. So if those of you that are not speaking, if you could, please, just mute your phone, because I'm missing a lot of what you're saying with all
thank
of
you,
the distractions.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No. I'm glad you said that because I was getting ready to, because I'm hearing the same thing myself, and I do have everyone with an open mic. I don't have anyone on mute. I didn't want to put anyone on mute because I wanted everybody to get a chance to, if you have to interject, I don't mind. But we want to know, we want to know and want to share as much information with everybody that we possibly can, and then we want you to go out and tell others. Because, again, our numbers, and right now, our numbers and our monies, like you said, politics and business, the African-American plays a strong, a very strong position in both our business and, again, when I say our business, in 2019, as consumer spendings, consumer spenders, we spent over $1.3 trillion in consumer spendings. And one of our experts from brother, and I'm still asking Brother Mookman. I hope is anyone from Brother Mookman's organization with us, because they have they did a lot of research on just what I'm talking about here now. But anyway, if not, $1.3 trillion in consumer spendings is what we spent last year in consumer spendings. I can tell you taxation spendings was about the same thing. Now, let's get back to taxation spendings. The revenues of this country, and, of course, when you start talking about currency, we know we have the the Federal Reserve, where, you know, all of your monies, they pick up your monies for all your churches and everything. Once you get on Sundays and over the weekends, they come through the African-American community and pick up millions and millions and millions of dollars. Friday, and he picks up monies on a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and he goes and he leaves us. He don't stay there to allocate any more monies back into our community. They just come to collect. But And the same thing is true in every community, but the difference between the African-American community and all other communities is that when it comes to the government allocating monies back into communities for the growth of that community, you know, and I'm going to go back to President Obama. When we went through that crash, when Obama came into the office in 2008, this entire world was in financial trouble. At that point, Obama allocated $850 billion to different all over the countries, all over the world, really, and it was to stimulate businesses and markets that had been affected by the by the markets closed down, just like what's going on now. But by those markets, Obama stimulated $850 billion back into all communities, but he couldn't put no monies in the black community. Why? There was no place to send it. We didn't have any banks. We didn't have any insurance companies. We didn't have any organizations where you could say, I'm a spend, I am spending monies to help the insurance companies. I'm sending monies to help banks to recover. I'm spending monies to states to help the states to recover. We was almost into a serious depression until those allocations was made. Brothers and sisters, I'm saying this. The our monies goes into the revenues of this country just like everybody else's, which means we pay taxes. But from our taxes, nothing is returned back to us. So you start talking about slavery, we are still slaves because, again, we produce the country and nothing comes back. Trump just said the other day, the only thing that comes back, we might get a little welfare, but most white folks get the most of that. But I'm saying as far as the black man's investment into this country, there are no returns whatsoever. I was listening to those guys running for president, and I said to myself, wait a minute. If you're going, when it comes to the Federal, it's not the Federal Reserve, when it comes to the currency, because the U.S. currency department, or the U.S. currency reserves, this is who allocates monies throughout the country to wherever they wish to allocate monies to. But again, this U.S. currency, nothing is allocated into our communities. Brothers and sisters, when you start talking about $100 trillion being put into the pot, and this is the U.S. pot, but nothing, so what we're saying, that $100 trillion, why can't those monies, because again, be allocated back into the black communities? And the way you do that is the same way you allocate monies to all the big banks, all the monies to Wall Street, all the monies to the places that you send millions of dollars to stimulate their communities. Send our monies back. That way, do you send it back? When you start talking about restitution cannot be paid to an individual, because you ain't doing nothing, just throwing monies out there. But restitution can be paid to the black communities through what? Forming banks and insurance companies. Because banks and insurance companies is what builds communities. And so, again, until we start getting our own monies back that we put into the revenues, until those monies come back to us as to where we can have our own banks, our own insurance companies, because those two entities right there, it will build just like it. Well, of course, we know the insurance companies have built the entire world, but I'm saying banks and insurance companies. That's what we have a right to that, because again, it's our funds. We give these funds, we put these funds into the American kitty. But I don't hear none of those white folks running for president. They talk about, well, we can give you a little piece of this, or we can give you no, we don't need a little piece of it. We need our monies that we put into the pot, because we're not asking for nothing. We're just saying allocate what is ours into our own communities, and allocate that through banks and insurance companies. And from that, we can now build our communities just like any other community is building their communities. But because they don't allocate our monies back to us, you're right. We go to we put hundreds of billions of dollars every weekend into the reserves. When you go back to the bank Monday after they done collected your money, and like you said, we want the monies for this, and we want And you're being, well, we, like you said, we can loan you $100,000, but you will only get 30. We'll control you this way or that way. You see, that's what has to change in this country, sisters and brothers. We live in a country that is about nothing but cash, economics. It's not about socialism or anything like that, even though it's, we need socialist programs, but these capitalists ain't gonna hear it. So I'm saying, you want to be a capitalist society, fine. Just give us back what we have put in.
Amen.
What we have put in, and that's where we're coming up. Really, like I would use the word losers, but it's worse than that. We're really still slaves in this country, because again,
economically,
they brought us here to build this country, to build America, and to build up Europe, and again. We've done that, but I'm saying, as far as doing something for self, that is something that they, these white supremacists, and sister, don't ever apologize for using that word white supremacist. We need to be much more assertive about it. It's time to stop this thing of being. There's nothing to fear. There is nothing at all to fear. I'm a war veteran, and I know damn well there's not a daggone thing we need to fear. But again, we do need to look for the sovereignty of our own people and our own nation. And we know, in order to do that, we must have our capital. And we must see to it that these white folks stop taking it and spending it the way they want to spend it, and then come back to us and say that we have no way of allocating you anything. We have no way of putting your monies back into your communities, even though we took away from your communities. So again, don't leave me up or do. I wanted to interject that, and from that, anyone who has comments, please share them, because, like I said, and another thing before I go off the radio, sisters and brothers, this is not something that we can come on this week and talk about and expect to get any kind of action. We're gonna have to come on here every week. We're going to have to organize ourselves. We're going to have to then come together, get to know each other by network marketing and identifying our businesses. And then we're going to have to, once we all assert our powers and get to know each other, that's when we're going to confront this this government. How? By shutting down. Because I'm telling you, African Americans can shut down businesses in this country. We can actually shut. What would happen if we start going to black folks start going to Walmart? What do you think would happen to Walmart? See what I'm saying? We control our destiny also, but it's a matter of our all coming together and being a voice for each other. And the only way we're going to do that, like I said, this is why Brother Aziz and I have been paying for this radio station now for 3 years. We never asked for one dime in sponsorship from anybody, because we realize how important spreading information to our community, because information is not spread, especially when we're talking about business and how the black community can advance economically. So we have our work cut out, and because I'm very disappointed. I'll be honest with you, this political thing that's going on, we had somebody in the beginning. I mean, we had some African Americans that was running for president, and I know these folks, they was good representatives, but now you don't see not one of them. Not one of us, none of us was good enough to run for president of this country, and look what we have left to vote to. And like I said, they'll get on when it comes to all of these programs, they'll get on there and give 5 minutes to racism, or even get 5 minutes, 2 minutes to racism, and a couple minutes to stuff like a redlining, but when they want to showcase us, look at how many African Americans they have on their showcase, saying we're doing all of this, we're doing all of this, and we're doing all of that. We don't need them doing all of this stuff for us. We need our monies. The fair monies that was allocated into the reserves of this country, those monies are due back to the same community, same communities that allocated the money into the reserves, and it is being sent, but the black community is being denied. So, brothers and sisters, like us, this radio, the New Africa Business Association, the Black Wall Street, and any other business organization, we keep your organizations going, grow your organizations, and then network with and here with the New Africa Business Association, like I said, thanks to our leaders, Imam W.D. Muhammad and his father, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, he have us now where we, the New Africa Business Association, I can tell you right now, after we get off this station and we start looking at the statistics of who heard us, and Brother Aziz noticed, you're going to, right now, you have folks listening to us in the U.K. You have folks listening to us from many, many states here in the United States, in the Caribbean, and even in Africa. Your voice right now is being heard. And we want to keep this voice heard. As a matter of fact, we are inspiring others because why? I get the feedback. I get feedback from all over the country and even parts of the Caribbean. And like I said, one of our and I'm going to let Brother Aziz answer it. What's the second largest listening country that turns into us, Brother Aziz?
That's in Africa or a country, period?
It's the U.K. The U.K. Yes,
that's. I was going to say the UK was the largest listening country.
Outside of the United
Outside the United States. And then, you know, we have quite a few in Sierra Leone and Senegal.
Yeah.
Senegal.
Precisely.
Surprisingly, Haiti.
Oh, yes, brother. But the point is, I wanted to, some of our listeners here in the United States. Because this is where this is where we're trying to this is where our growth is going to have to come from. So again, I am saying, brothers and sisters, the one of the reasons why white folks think that they can do, like you said, if you're in I heard a sister say in Texas, and I know I've been out there to Oklahoma. My sister lives out there, Georgia. Miss Williams and I were brothers and sisters, so and we've been into this business thing for a long time and talking about business and the success for business. And I'm so glad. And my sister is still following and being a part of. But I've been out there. I've been to many states, and when I go places, the first thing I look at is the economical conditions of African Americans. And I can tell you right now, those conditions aren't beautiful. They're not good at all. And the reason of it is the harsh discrimination. And when I say harsh discrimination, when you living in a society where it's a capitalist society, and you don't have your money, then you are. You already know what kind of position you're in. So, again, brothers and sisters, we're going to change it. And the reason and the way we're going to change it is not it's through force. Because when we come together economically, get to know each other economically, network with each other, because network marketing and finding out other African-American businesses, immediately now we can start putting monies back into our community. So our first objective is to identify businesses right here in our communities and do business with the communities. And then here, the New Africa Business Association here in Washington, D.C., and I'll be talking to the National Business Association in North Carolina. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to ask, we may have someone from a North Carolina from the National Business Association with us. I'm going to ask that question. Is anyone from the National Business Association out of North Carolina with us? Okay, so no one from David Assange's organization is with us. But most of the times you will find those organizations with us, and you'll find other organizations. We have a great big organization out of Mississippi, the Gulf Shores of Mississippi. And these are the Enterprise Development Network. And these brothers and sisters, this is carrying on comment started years ago, but now we have a great big market coming out of China and other parts of the world as to where now we can actually put many, many folks in business. And also we ask that you go to our websites. Our websites is going to show you as to where you can go into our websites, and we have available, because of these marketings that we're doing with China and other parts of the world, anything that you wish to, we can put you in business. Suits, just about, I would ask you to go to our website. I cannot tell you all the products. As a matter of fact, even Miss Williams there in Oklahoma, she has a great big market also out of the Orient countries. And so we're going to be able to have it as to where you can buy wholesale hair. Now, I'm mentioning that hair. Matter of fact, Brother Aziz, you tell them about the hair. We got about
It's a company called Adams Enterprises, LLC. They import and wholesale and retail. And the hair they get is natural human hair from India, different parts of the world. But they also give opportunity for people to go into business, as well as there's a number of one of the owners of this Adams Enterprise LLC, Tariq Abdul-Mukmin, as well as he's an imam. And he can be reached at this number, 228-209-2877. And that's 228-209-2877. And that's Tariq Abdul-Mukmin. And he's the owner and manager of Adam Enterprise LLC, import, export, wholesale, retail, hair, women's clothing, suits, men's clothing. He can get anything you want made over in China. They have someone over there in China from our community. That son speaks Mandarin Chinese, and they can do anything for us, as well as clearing the customs when your product comes back into the United States. So that's something we never had that was available for us. What I want to understand is, to be a part of that and get be active in distributing the merchandise that they do have like that, it's like $425 a year, and you'd have access to everything.
I'm sorry, Brother Isaac, I hate to interrupt you, but we're going to let Adams, Morgan, and them speak for themselves when when they come back on. And, of course, we give the information as to where they can call, and they can Adams, Morgan, they can go on the Internet. And they can, but we're going to let Adams, Morgan, and we're going to let that business organization speak to themselves as far as their memberships and any costs. We're just informing you that that is an organization that can put you into business, and just about anything that you have in your home, you can now start selling your stuff. So, and I didn't mean to interrupt, but like you say, we only have 90 seconds. Brothers and sisters, we're going to be right back on every Wednesday from 7 to 9 p.m. I'm sorry, from 7 to 8 p.m. We ask you to inform everyone that you can. We can hold up to 10,000 listeners at one time. So have the more listeners, the more we can empower ourselves, and the only way we can do that is by coming together. I am going to close for tonight, but I'm high as well. Spread the word, and next week, we'll be right back on, and anybody we missed tonight, we will pick you right back up next week for our network marketing and business identification what we're trying to do. So until next week, I am saying thanks so much for joining in, and again, spread the word.
Bynum & Associates Financial Planning and Insurance. Immediate annuities. Retirees, roll over your 401ks, TSPs, and pension plans into an immediate annuity. It will pay you a monthly income for life guaranteed. Please contact me for a free income quote today. At Bynum & Associates, we'll professionally mind your business. Visit us online at www.BynumAssociatesInsurance.com or give us a call at 202-288-5660. or 301-234-9090.
Thank you.